That'd be Green Day and Basket Case on Virgin Radio. Happy Christmas from me and my friend Ben Barnes, who is here in the studio. It's so nice to see you. It's a little bit weird. It's actually taken me back a little bit, sort of freaked me out a little bit that the worlds have combined a little bit, that my mate is in here. I know you, obviously. You've got a very successful career as an actor, but now you're a musician as well. And not only that, you're really good at it as well.
Thanks, pal.
You
Thanks
swine.
So much for having me. We met on a very strange music show about 25 years ago or
about
something.
It must be about 25 years ago. It was called Night Fever, and it was on Channel 5, and it was hosted by Suggs, and there was a guy in a little monkey outfit called Pop Monkey. And
Pop Monkey.
It was a karaoke show, and to this day, you've never forgiven me that I beat you singing.
You didn't beat me.
Right, I did. It's factually correct. I beat you.
Review the footage or something.
I think that is in an era pre-YouTube, thank goodness, right?
Thank goodness. What a relief.
You are known for acting in films, big TV shows, Netflix, and now music. Right, and I guess the public are seeing and hearing your music for the first time. But this was where it started for you. Music was your first love, probably even
it
before
was.
Acting, right?
And you're one of the few people who was around for that journey. I was sort of 19 years old, and I signed to Simon Fuller, who had created the Spice Girls and S Club 7 and all these pop acts, and we were doing a jazz, sort of big band jazz album together, which never came to fruition because I think all the pop idol shows and everything were kicking off, and he was the busiest man on the planet, and this sort of took a back seat, and then it kind of took a back seat for me for about the next almost 20 years while I was doing TV shows and films and things, but it was always my passion and always my dream. And I think when COVID hit, I had this projected regret that I would be an old man and never have shared any music. And that's what you're supposed to do with music. You're supposed to share it. You're not supposed to gatekeep it and write songs and keep them in a little book. So I thought, even if it's a bit scary, even if you think you might be judged for it, you just got to get out there and do it.
Who are your musical influences? I kind of know the answer to this, but who were you? You know, your house was very musical. Who are you listening to? Your father's influence musically, I think, probably.
My dad released his own little album recently. And it's brilliant. I posted about it, and people come to the shows and say, you know, you should have had your dad open for you. It's brilliant, though.
But what kind of music were you listening to as a kid growing up?
Well, growing up, he was all about the Beatles, the Stones, the Eagles, Elton John, you know. And I would sort of navigate towards the more, like, soulful section. I had some great music teachers when I was a kid as well who would secretly sort of slip me copies of live Stevie Wonder albums and Chaka Khan and play me Donny Hathaway music, which I would never have been exposed to if it weren't for those people kind of nourishing that side of what was appealing to me. And that sort of finds its way through. And then latterly, obviously, other artists, Hozier and Olivia Dean is my absolute favourite at the moment. It has been for years. I saw her play in LA about 5 years ago, and there's only 200 people, and now she's massive.
We had her on a podcast.
She's a big inspo for me.
We had her on a podcast that I make a couple of years ago, and I was like, you've got it. Right, you're going places.
And she really is.
She's gone to places and has smashed it and nailed it.
She's extraordinary. Extraordinary on stage. She writes about hopeful, joyful, positive things, conflicting emotions. It's everything that I want to pour into my music as well.
Well, let's play Olivia Dean. Let's play Olivia Dean featuring Sam Fender, or really Sam Fender featuring Olivia Dean.
Yeah,
certainly one of the tracks of the year. This is called Rain Me In on Virgin Radio. Sam Fender with Olivia Dean, Rain Me In on Virgin Radio. Ben Barnes is here. You will know Ben from a variety of big TV shows and big movies, starting with Prince Caspian. That was your big break. You've been shooting something recently. What's that?
I've just been filming a Stephen King TV show called The Institute, which is like a sort of creepy, Stranger Things-y, telepathic kids. Martin Freeman's son, Joe, who's an amazing actor, plays the lead kid in it. And we just released the first season of that, going back next year to do another one. Finished a little indie movie about poker playing brothers in Brooklyn caught up in the mob. That was a fun one that I just finished.
Can you watch some of your old movies? Because it was funny, I was flicking through the telly the other evening. It's Christmas, right? All the big sort of, you know, the Narnia movies are back.
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched those? Because it's about
a long time.
Is it 20 years now, I think?
I was going to say the kids, who are now obviously not kids anymore, but they just had a little reunion because it was 20 years since they released The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, which I wasn't in, but then I came in for the next two. But it's 20 years since that film. So it's almost 20 years since Prince Caspian as well, which is wild to me.
You have worked with some wonderful musicians as well when your career has now evolved into music. Some great session musicians I see on your Instagram. You've been working with the guys from Maroon 5 and you know, some cool people.
I'm so great. I don't get to shout them out enough. So, you know, Sam Farrar, who's the bass player in Maroon 5, produced my album, Where the Light Gets In, which I released at the beginning of the year. And he was just so dedicated and cared so much. And there's such brilliant musicians. James Valentine's one of the great guitar players, plays on the album as well, helped write one of the songs. And so those guys have been such a brilliant support to me.
Let's talk then about this Christmas song, which is called Wrapped Up In You, which is beautiful, by the way. And I was like, we've got to play this on the show. Is it all right if I bring my mate in?
I'm
like,
so excited you're going to play it.
You can bring your mate in.
I'm so excited you're going to play it on the radio, man. It's wild and wonderful.
What does this song mean to you? What does Christmas mean to you?
I love Christmas is like such a sort of sacred family time to me. I was talking about this with my mum yesterday, actually, about, you know, family can be a religion. And Christmas can be sacred for its own reasons, just because you're celebrating, you know, a time of year we could be together. And I live quite far from my family, and so it's like a special time where I know I can always see them, and it feels very nostalgic. And I know I wanted to write a song about that. You never really know how many Christmases you get with any given person, and how precious it is that, you know, Christmas takes forever to come around for me. I can't wait to slap on the Nat King Cole, and then it's gone so quickly. And you never know, you never know what is around the corner. I wanted to write a song about that, but also I wanted it to slap a bit. You know, I wanted it to be something you could nod your head to, as well as feeling kind of warm and cozy and nostalgic. And so I just challenged myself to write and release a Christmas song.
It's joyous. It's joyous. And so we're going to play it now, and then you are playing the Union Chapel in London tomorrow. Which is a beautiful venue, and you're going to have a great time. And it's just nice to see you in the building. So thank you for coming in. And happy Christmas to you and yours.
A few tickets left if anyone wants to come down to Union Chapel tomorrow.
Where do we get those
Christmassy
from?
Christmassy night. You can get them at my website, benbarnes.comey.io.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Union Chapel website as well. I think there's only a handful left there, but I would love for you guys to come down. Merry Christmas to you.
I'll be there. Here's Ben Barnes doing Wrapped Up In You. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, mate. I'll